Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Heilige Sefer Maor Einayim. We're in Parashas Vayelo. Today's a special day. It's the Yortzeit of the Maor Einayim. Says Rabbeinu, L'chayla Koshek, Ech Koras Avram Avinu, so this should be the Ilu Nishmasa. Ech Koras Avram Avinu, Allah V'Shalom Brisim Mamre Shu Kenayni. You're now to make bris with the Canaanites. So how did Avram Avinu make a bris with Mamre, who was a Canaanite? If, as we learned in the previous shiur, Avram Avinu was makayim kol haTorah kulan shela nitna, ha'inyan hu shel ro Avram shela yuchu banav l'rashas eretz Kanaan kafi avtachat Hashem Yisrael ha'arkat de bris. The only way we are going to be yoreish eretz Yisrael, as God promised us, is only through the bris mila ve'arayo. Is that after we abandon the bris, as it says in Eicha Rabo, in the Medrash, we abandon the bris, we were expelled from Eretz Yisrael. They were mefer bris, they weren't properly doing bris mila, so memela they were expelled from Eretz Yisrael. V'chein hutzach lama l'atzma v'likach ha-bris mila. And therefore, he had to circumcise himself and do the bris mila. V'zeo v'heim bali bris Avram, shem gol mushiikach Avram bris mila. When it says v'heim bali bris Avram, it doesn't mean that they were that Avram Avinu made a bris with Mamre. What it means is that they, the Kenainim, caused shiikach Avram bris mila. What does it mean? They were goyling that Avram should take the bris mila after he saw that he can't take Eretz Yisrael without it. That there was no way to take Eretz Yisrael without the bris mila. So v'heim, in other words, the Kenainim were bali bris Avram. They were the ones who caused Avram Avinu to do the bris mila, not that he made a covenant with them. That would be against the Torah, but rather they were the ones who caused him to do the bris. So what do you mean, bali bris? The answer is they caused him to do the bris mila because he knew that he wasn't going to be able to get Eretz Yisrael for his children unless he does the middle. Zokan Genmash Kasav Rashi al Beiloni Mamre. It was in the area of Mamre, in his territory. Hunasan la Eitza ala Mila. He gave Mamre, was the one who gave Avram an Eitza on Bris Mila. Chayra, Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah. Why should he have to ask Eitzas from Mamre to whether to have a Bris Mila or not? In other words, the Mitzius, that without the Bris Mila they can't get the land of Eretz Yisrael, caused him to do the Bris Mila. So when it says that he gave an Eitz Ala Mila, Rabbeinu understands that it's not Pshat, that he literally told him to do the Mila, but he was the motivation. When Avraham Avinu saw Mamre, so he said, oh, the only way we're going to get your land is if we do Bris Mila, so therefore I better be careful about this Bris Mila. Terrific. Okay, next shtickle. B'shas Shabbos Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Gedol Hachnasas Orachim Yosem Rekbalos B'nei Hashchina Shneimar Al Nasa Avor Me'al Avdech Omer B'lazer Bo Reish Lo Kinzak Adash Baruch Hu Mizbasa V'dam Midas Basa V'dam Eina Kod Nyochol Omer L'Gadol Ad Shetavu Etz Ad Shavu Etz Lo Kodash Baruch Hu Omer Al Not Havor. So Rav Elazar says that, so Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that Hachnasas Orachim is greater than Mimakabu B'nei Hashchina because Avraham Avinu is machnis orchim instead of he's in the middle of being with the Shechina and he leaves the Shechina to be machnis the orchim. And then Rabbi Elazar says, "Vayter, look and see that the meat of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like the meat of people. The meat of people is that the katan can't tell the gadol to wait. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm not tavra me'altak. It's Hashem, you wait, and I'm going to be metap and I'm going to take care of the aniyim of the orchim." So you see that even though Hashem was a gadol and Avram was a katan, obviously. Nevertheless, Avram can still tell him to wait. Normally you don't do that. You don't go to the king and you're in a meeting with the President of the United States. And you go, oh, can you wait a few minutes for me? You can't do that. But here, that's what Avram Avinu did. So you have to understand, can't say about God that his Shechina, that don't move away. It says in the Pasuk, Melo kol aretz kavoda, the whole earth is filled with God's glory. There's no place that's empty of Hashem's presence. What do you mean? If he passes over, that's not going to be his place. Every place is Hashem's place. So what's Matt's mashma that he says to him? Don't make this empty of you. There's no place that's empty of Hashem. You have to understand the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who said Gedol Echnas Yisorchem, and he proves from this, and the fact that Avraham Avinu said Al Nasa Avraham Me'alav Decha, he's saying to Hashem that he should wait for him until the Orchem go away. So you see that he was Doicha Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina because of the Orchem. You have to understand, how do we see that Gedol Echnas Yisorchem Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina? Dilla, maybe the reason Avraham Avinu said this is Mishum Shebekim U'mitzis Echnas Yisorchem Yesham Gamken Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Maybe he knows that when he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchem, that's also Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, because every mitzvah is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Kanoida, Shelachem Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's well known that a mitzvah is called a mitzvah Al Shem Advekus Shem Adabik Odom Chelik Reoloiki Hashechin Vikirbu Al Aklal Ein Sof Baruch Hu. That a person's Dovek, he clings to the godly part that's within him, to the general Ein Sof. Mitzvah is Miloshim Tzavta, connection. V'imkein Efshel Sha'am Mitzvah Ve'atzmeine Gedolah Me'kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. So it could be that the mitzvah itself is not greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. And not that it says by Avraham Avinu that Echnas Tzorachim was greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, Rak Shegam Sham Yesh Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Mekayim Shtem, when you're doing Echnas Tzorachim, you're also Mekayim, it's a mitzvah. It's a memela, it's a mitzvah. You're also getting Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. So it's not that Echnas Tzorachim per se is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Any mitzvah allows you to be Mekabal Pnei Hashchina. So you're Mekayim both. Not a mile of Dafka Echnas Tzorachim in general. When you do a mitzvah, you're Mekabal Pnei Hashchina. So Echnas Tzorachim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. The Gamal Drashis Rabbi Lazar, Shayim Ashlok Mitzkarish Baruch, when Kadnam the Gadal Hamtin, Vila Bavram, Kosha Kanal, Logam Sham Hayah Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. And that the Drashis Rabbi Lazar, who said that a mitzvah of a Kodesh Baruch was not like a mitzvah of Asur Adam, that normally a katan doesn't tell a gadol to wait. But by Avraham Avinu, what do we see? We see that a katan told a gadol to wait. So maybe it's not pshat that he said that he told Hashem to wait, but rather that he knew that he was mekabel when he came the mitzvah, he was mekabel kabel pnei hashchina by doing the mitzvah. Or befrat, she tzedikim nekorim am pei shchita, the tzedikim were called the face of the shchina, shem shchinas yisparach shechem yisachem kenotem yisefer azayar. Or bekabel orachim, dahenu amalachim, shenim lo kanashim, so when he was mekabel, the Hashem dwells, the tzedikim are called the face of the shchina, because the shchina of Hashem, his presence, dwells in the tzedikim, like we see from the Zohar HaKadosh. And if so, when he was Mekabel Orchem, in other words, the Malachim, who looked like people to him, they looked like Anashim Tzadikim. So, Vadehu Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Both because of the mitzvah, he was Mekayim, and also because the Shechina is with the Tzadikim. So he thought they were Tzadikim, so that's why he's Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Achem Esukach Dasiyas HaMitzvah Ikra Yidei Bechinas Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina Shuad Vekas Milashim Tzavta. The explanation is that the Shlemus of the Siyas HaMitzvah is the Iker through the Bechin of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, which is Dveikus Milashon Savta. That's Lashon Mitzvah's Lashon Savta. Moshe Amru Ba'avas, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. In other words, the Iker Schar and the Toelis that a person has from a Mitzvah is the Mitzvah Lashon Savta. Shehu Dveikus Haloki V'Tanig Aruchni Shebesiyas HaMitzvah. The Iker in the Mitzvah is the Savta part, is that a person is connecting to the Shechina and he has Tainig from the Shechina. So it's not enough that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. He also has to have this hergesh of Dveikus. He also has to feel this Dveikus to Hashem, which is Vechinas Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Kilulei Zos, if not for the Dveikus and the Tainuk that comes through the mitzvah, Nikra Mitzvah Berekanaya. It's called in the Zohar HaKadosh a mitzvah of emptiness. Because it has no chiyus, it has no neshama. Ve'en orak gufa mitzvah kanoida. It's only the body of the mitzvah without the soul of the mitzvah. Ve'en or nikra mitzvah is not called a mitzvah, kaide atshuka ba'dveikus. Only because there's a desire, there's a clinging, that a person is mishtoikik, that he yearns, he pines. Chelek ha'loki ha'shelchim b'sarcha ha'sharish baruch hu. The godly part that's within him should connect to its source in Hashem. And kol chelke Yisrael, with all the parts of the Jewish people that are within him. So we know that when we do Maisim, there are two parts to the Maisim. One part to the Maisim is the Guf, the Maisa Mitzvah, the external part of the Mitzvah. And then there's the soul of the Mitzvah that gives life to the Dibur, that gives life to the Maisa that you're doing. And without it, it has no life. So the Iker of the Mitzvah is the soul of the Mitzvah. The feeling that we're Davik B'Hashem. The tainig we have with Hashem. So the Mitzvah has to have an Neshama. The Mitzvah has to have a soul. It can't just be done with a body. With your body and the Mitzvah, the body of the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah done without soul. It's just a Mitzvah of a body. But it's a soulless Mitzvah. And that is something we have to avoid. That's why Rishayim are called dead, because their Maisim have no Chiyus. However, according to this, that the Iker Mitzvah is the Dveikus, then we have a kasha. What's the Raya Shekidolach Nesetzorchem Yosem HaKabbalah Pnei Hashchina? Maybe the reason that he said Al Nasavra Mi'alav Decha was that since it's a mitzvah, so Memele is Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Who says that Ach Nesetzorchem is greater than Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina? Maybe we said that he's doing a mitzvah, he's Mekabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Ach Shebemis Bakashas Avinu Alav Shalom Hayakach. Al Nasavra, don't pass over. Don't pass by. Key, because who was Isaac Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina b'Vaday? Before the Orchim came, Avraham Avinu was Isaac Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. As the pasuk says, "Vayera Elav Hashem." Hashem appeared to him. So he was Misasek b'Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Ube'eis Shelas HaOrchim, when he saw the Orchim coming to him, and he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. He was choshesh that maybe he's only going to mekayim the gufa mitzvah, but the neshama is going to be lacking. He's not going to have the proper dveikus, and therefore b'kei shmita is baruch shma shigam sham, shigam sham. Don't go away from me. Even there I want to be davuk b'cha. Even there I want to cling to you. It shouldn't be a mitzvah b'reikanai. It shouldn't be an empty mitzvah. You should be with me there as well. I should be mekayim the mitzvah dveikus, which is v'chinas kabbalas pnei hashchina. So therefore, the bakasha was not al nasavra mi'alav decha, but he's saying to Hashem that he should wait for him. Adar Rava, he was asking Hashem that the dveikus shouldn't stop. Don't wait for me. He wanted that the Dveikus with Hashem shouldn't stop. I'm already Dovik to you now, and I just wanted to continue. What's the proof of Rabbi Yehuda that Achnas Tzorachim is greater than receiving the Shechina? The Raya is that if not for the fact that Achnas Tzorachim is greater than a Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, Avraham Avinu wouldn't have left the Vaday of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, and go to the Achnas Tzorachim is only a suffix, because he was afraid that maybe he's not going to get the penimius of the mitzvah, and he's not going to be clinging to Hashem. So he might lose this Dveikus B'Hashem. And the Raya that he was misupik is that he had to ask for it. That the Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina should also continue taking place, even when I'm makayim the mitzvah Achnas Tzorachim. I shouldn't lose the Shechina. So you see that he was concerned. That was his concern. ובפרט ונוידם השם רבסנו כערבים לדמולו. ולפי דמיוני, so Chazal tell us that they look like Arabs to him. So he thought they weren't such tzaddikim, and that's not called Anpei Shechinta. So you see, oh, it's not so pashut that he's mekabel tzaddikim. Elavadei she'amitzvah ba'atzim gedoy l'maod. So what's pshat that he stopped? If they don't look like tzaddikim, and he's afraid that he's going to lose his dveikus b'Hashem, so then why did he stop being mekabel p'nei Shechina? It must be that the guf ha'mitzvah v'chnas ha'sorachim is greater than kabbalas p'nei Shechina. And therefore he left vadei kabbalas p'nei Shechina to do this hachnas ha'sorachim, which is only a suffix, if it's only a suffix if the dveikus with the Shechina will continue. It's interesting, the Sefer told us Yankov Yosef in the Kuntres Acher and Besof, he says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that Gedol Hachnas Sorachim Mekabalas Pnei Shechina V'hiksha V'ha'oyla Shalafam Hachnas Sorachim Hu Bittel Torah Sipur Lashon Hara Mikol Mokom Gedol Hachnas Sorachim. So I don't know what the kasha was, but it emerges from what the Baal Shem Tov says that Hachnas Sorachim sometimes involves Bittel Torah, sometimes involves Sipur Lashon Hara, and still Hachnas Sorachim is greater than Kabalas Pnei Shechina. It's a peladik azach, I assume that. The bittel Torah I get, but the sipurei lashon hara, I guess even if there's a chash, you should still do it, and then avoid the lashon hara. I don't see the Toldos Yaakov Yosef inside. One thing I'm sure of is that the Baal Shem Tov is very against lashon hara. So, but definitely, Hachnas Sorachim involves bittel Torah. So you see the greatness, right? When you're learning Torah, it's definitely Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. So, Akopanim Avraham Avinu wanted very much that he should do the mitzvah of Hachnas Sorachim, even though it meant it might have been at the expense of him not being mekabel pnei Shechina. So Avraham Avinu's request to Hashem was, "I'm not savra mi'alav decha. Hashem, do me a favor. I'm going to do this mitzvah because the mitzvah is greater than kabbalas pnei Shechina, but I want you to do me a favor and make sure that the dveikus with you doesn't end when I'm doing this mitzvah. I should do the mitzvah with chiyus." V'zeo gam kein biur ma'amir Rebbe Elazar. That's also Rebbe Elazar says. Shlo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas baser v'dam. Midas baser v'dam mena kod niyuchol lama l'gadol hamtein. That the mid of Hashem is not like people. When it comes to people, a small person can't tell a big person, wait for me. Why not? V'pnei shebimkom sheyelech me'ito ein sham kavodo im yekan lo yesham. Because when he says this, where he goes, the Basar V'dam won't be. In other words, if you leave, if the Katan leaves the Gadol, where the Katan goes, the Gadol won't be. So it's not right for the Katan to say to the Gadol, wait for me. I'm going away, wait for me. Because where the Katan goes, the Gadol won't be. But about the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it says, Melo Kol Eretz Kavodo, God's glory fills the earth. And therefore Avraham Avinu asked, Al Mas Savor, doesn't mean wait. Ki gam sham, hu kvod yisbarach. God's going to be there with Hachnas Sorachim, and therefore he's asking, for gam sham lo yeh mufsek midveikuscha. Even there, I'm not going to be stopped at dveikus. Ve'yachal lomar zos, he could say al nasavor, v'pnei shelo yelech meis Hashem yisbarach b'chol mokom shech. Wherever he goes, God won't. God will be there. The Shechina will be there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with Avram even when he leaves. So when the Gemara says, Amar Belazer Baruch Shlok Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'dam Midas Basar V'dam Ena Katan Yochol Ladam L'Gadol Hamtein Ad Shayavu Etzlo. So a Gadol doesn't say to the Katan, the Katan doesn't say to the Gadol, wait for me. Why? Because you don't say that, because when the Katan goes away, the Gadol won't be with him. But with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he says, Al Nasavor. So, not like the Pabshah of the Gemara that he was saying, Hashem, you wait over there, and I'm just going to go take care of this, and then I'll come back to you. But he was saying, Al Nasavor, I want to be with you the whole time. Because that's the Mid of Hashem. The Mid of Hashem is that even when you go away from Hashem, you're with Hashem, because there is no going away from Hashem. Alo kol Eretz Kavodo. But what Avraham Avinu was asking was that I remain dovek to you, I remain clinging to you. So ein achinami. When you do a mitzvah, vada, it's with its kabbalas, but it's you're still with the shechina, but it's not a vada, because if you do the mitzvah without a neshama, there's no shechina there. You have to feel the shechina. So that's when you're a kabbal penei shechina, you're feeling the dveikus. When you do a mitzvah, you might not feel the dveikus, even though Hashem is everywhere, but you might not feel it. So the way you see achnas rechem is greater. Even though Avraham Avinu is mesupik, maybe he's not sure that he's still going to feel the dveikus. He still went to do the mitzvah. So you see, achnas rechem is greater than kabbalas penei shechina. There's a risk. There's a risk when you do achnas rechem. It's going to be a bit del Torah. Maybe the person won't talk to you in learning. Maybe chas v'shalom is going to say something inappropriate. The risk in achnas rechem. Still, he did achnas rechem. And Hashem came when it come right. If we weren't willing to take the risk, there would be no mitzvah achnas rechem. It's telling us to take a risk because you don't know what the orchim are going to be like. You know, you could sit at the table. You can't necessarily, you know, talk and learning with your orchim. Maybe they're not interested. Maybe they don't understand. So maybe your level, even if you talk about Torah, your level is going to have to go down. But you should still do it. So ideally, in achinami, when you do achnas rechem, it should also be davik b'Hashem. And that's what Avraham Avinu was asking Hashem. But since it's not for sure, the Gemara can say that achnas rechem is greater than kabbalas penei shechina. Because kabbalas penei shechina is vada your davik b'Hashem, and b'shechina and achnas rechem is not a vada, not definite. That's what Rabbi Elazar says, the midas basar v'dam, you tell the gadol, you wait over here and I'll come back to you. That you don't do. Because then you're without him when he's waiting. With Hashem, even when you go away, you can still be with him. Because he's everywhere. As long as you do, you learn the yisod from this maimer that you have to do a mitzvah with chiyus. And Rishayim are called dead because they do mitzvahs without chiyus. So our mitzvahs not only need the gufa mitzvah, you need the neshama of the mitzvah. You need the soul of the mitzvah, the feeling, the dveikus, the regesh. All right, so Baruch Hashem, we have zochet to learn. Tushtiklat from the Heilige Gemara Naim. Hopefully we will be zochet to continue. Kahena v'chahena, shalom, shalom.